Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe. The perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod. I was telling these guys that my daughter's...
He wasn't, eh?
No, you're a fucking liar.
I was
why are you lying?
My daughter's
hockey team had a...
That's crazy. These are our loyal podcast listeners.
90 minutes ago.
Don't lie to us.
Andy scored two goals at hockey last
You've
night.
You've never fucking said those words to me ever in my life.
It's all a lie.
If
we keep gaslighting you, will you believe that you didn't tell us this before?
No, because I can remember.
I can remember I strutted around like a peacock.
You don't strut around. You don't have legs.
No, I do remember you saying that because...
More in the water!
Oh, Jesus!
It's my legs! They disappeared!
I stopped believing I had legs, so they stopped existing.
Yes, you were telling us a story.
Yeah.
You told us a story.
Yeah, I do remember you saying that because I said, was she playing the blind
thing? I remember.
Well, so she played hockey, a triumphant victory. One where you kind of get into the end of it and you start feeling sorry for the opposition's goalkeeper.
Or like, let him
like
go.
Like, poor little bugger.
Oh, yeah.
I was standing behind the opposition's goalkeeper, and every time they saved, I'd be like, great save, keeper. A little bit of encouragement.
It's a predicament in kids' sports. Because I remember I wasn't a kid, but I was like, I don't know, 17 or something.
No, you were, Hon. Once you were a kid.
I was a kid once. But the only time I ever was goalie in soccer and the only time I ever played football for one season is they put me in goal because I was so shit. But then I was just even shitter at being a goalie.
But they have to get through all of them. They have to get through all of them before they get to you. Don't forget that.
Yeah, it's not all on the goalie.
I feel like kids' sports, they put the shit one in the goal, eh?
Yeah, to get hit by all the balls and whatnot.
Oh, no, they've got... Andy's team this year's got this fantastic young athlete as their goalie. But he's got this... You will have known someone growing up. They had growth plates in their knees, like some bones growing quicker than the other, and apparently it takes a couple of years to even out.
Oh, I didn't know.
So they've got this fantastic athlete, but he just can't do heaps of like impact running while his growth plates are catching up.
Good.
So he's like this super agile dude with this amazing hand-eye coordination. Fantastic cricketer.
Do they play mixed?
Yeah.
Gender?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mixed gender.
God, the boys hockey just teams. Thrashing the girls,
eh? Well, the girls score most of the goals.
Wow. Because we're agile. We're light on our feet.
Light on our feet. Boop, boop, right place. Here you go, sweetheart.
Yeah, here you go, babes. Take
and
that.
So, yeah, the girls are doing great. And then when I said they won 11-0, you guys said you classically used your line.
Yeah.
Who did they play? The blind school.
Well, that's just because that's what my mum and dad would say to me every time we won a sports game. It keeps you grounded.
Yeah,
and them obviously not coming to your sports game. That'll keep you grounded as well.
They're busy. And also, like, who comes to cricket games? Like, boring.
They go all day.
Yeah, they go all day or all morning.
It's not just sport. When I used to do piano competitions, my mum would always be like, oh, section B, bit of a fumble there. Might have to practice that bit a little bit more.
But she was she was coming.
She was there.
Yeah, okay.
So I said, no, they played Takapuna Normal School. And Fletch is like, well, why are they need to state that they're normal?
Yeah.
And I remember this. There was Barclay Normal and Hillcrest Normal. And
what the hell
up,
is normal? Yeah.
Why do they have to have normal?
Kelburn Normal. We had that Karori Normal. That was the one. And
I don't think we ever had that in New Plymouth. I don't think there are any normal schools
there. It was sort of around. Well, I Googled it before and it's French for like École Normale, like normal school, meaning that those schools are sort of setting the standard of education and they're like exemplary schools.
Right.
So maybe it's where you'd put the curriculum and work at that. You know, I don't know.
But if the curriculum's decided for the whole country as it is.
Well, it must be old. This must be going back sometime.
Oh, really old.
They've been in existence since the 16th century.
Oh.
With a group
a normal
of schools
school
in France.
Is an institution created to train teachers by educating them in the norms of... The curriculum and stuff.
I'm surprised I just dropped the name. Yeah. It makes you sound weird.
I'm surprised.
It's like if aliens or robots ever like look like humans, they'll be like, I am normal.
Yeah.
I am normal, Steve.
Calling yourself normal makes you very unnormal.
Yeah.
The schools were supposed to model best teaching practices. But I think they're just hangovers.
Yeah.
From like old days.
I'm surprised with this way schools are going with funding and, you know, having... so much crap, leaky buildings, no air conditioning, no books.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't got more corporate sponsorship. Drop the normal. Just have bloody
Fisher and Paykel.
Yeah.
Primary.
The Chemist Warehouse.
Takapuna and Monsanto Intermediate School.
Yeah.
Exactly. Get the big bloody companies in there.
Barclay. The Smirnoff School for Girls, you know? That sort of stuff.
Barclay BP Intermediate.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful. Why not?
I think this is called charter schools. And your friend David Seymour's got a big stiffy for them.
He's got a big stiffy
for
them.
Oh, really?
Big boner.
Do you know there's, in the marching world, like years and years back when it was run by, it was like into factories. So women working in factories, they compete and you'd always have name sponsors. And some of them are hangovers. And what was one of them? Oh, there's Milton Ett Wilson's Pharmacy. That's her marching team.
Wow.
And there's, there have been a few teams over the years that, like you say, have like a branded sponsor in the name. We could be the Fletch, Fawn and Hayley.
No racially charged ones.
If anything, I think we scrubbed those.
Anything from the 30s could still have a bit of a problem now.
Yeah, it wasn't the best of times.
No. Well, for me and mine, I'm pretty sure it was just standard go as you are. Probably even better.
Yeah.
Well, now we know what normal means. It's not the antithesis of special.
It's bragging.
Yeah.
If they've got normal in their title, it turns out, they're bragging.
Exemplary.
They're like, we're better than you.
We're the exemplary
school. Well, they weren't last night, were they? By about 11 goals, motherfucker.